Welcome to Headphone News International Edition for Thursday, January 23, 2025.
Sunway Healthcare Group's upcoming IPO. Sunway Healthcare Group, a notable healthcare provider in Malaysia, is gearing up for a major stock market launch expected to exceed 3 billion Malaysian ringgit, or about $675 million. This IPO is anticipated in the second half of 2025, with an estimated worth of over 15 billion Malaysian ringgit. The Malaysian IPO market is booming, with total values more than doubling to $1.64 billion in 2024, making Malaysia the largest IPO market in Southeast Asia. Founded in 1999 by the Sunway Group, Sunway Healthcare currently operates three hospitals with around 1,730 beds and aims to expand to over 3,000 beds by 2030. The involvement of major banks like CIMB and Maybank underscores the significance of this IPO in Malaysia's financial landscape. This offering could become the largest since Lotte Chemical Titan Holdings' 3.8 billion Malaysian ringgit float in 2017, reflecting the growing demand for quality healthcare services in the region. What does this mean for the future of healthcare in Malaysia?
Libya's oil production surge amid challenges. Libya's National Oil Corporation, or NOC, has announced a remarkable boost in daily oil production, now exceeding 1.43 million barrels. This increase comes despite ongoing political instability that has long affected the oil sector. In 2023, Libya's average production was around 1.27 million barrels per day, making this recent rise significant. The NOC aims to reach a bold target of 2 million barrels per day within 3 years, depending on necessary investments. This goal reflects Libya's determination to stabilize its economy and strengthen its role in the global oil market. However, persistent political challenges, including frequent shutdowns of oil fields, pose risks to this progress. NOC Acting Chairman Masoud Suleiman highlighted the dedication of workers across all oil fields and ports in striving to meet these targets. As the situation evolves, the international community is closely watching developments in Libya's oil sector.
UK boosts security against Russian espionage. The United Kingdom is ramping up its security measures in response to Russian spying activities, particularly after monitoring a Russian spy ship called Yantar in the English Channel. British Defence Minister John Healey announced plans to protect undersea cables from potential sabotage. The Yantar, known for gathering intelligence, recently entered British waters and was tracked by the Royal Navy for 2 days before moving into Dutch territory. Concerns about the safety of these undersea cables have grown since Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022, raising alarms about possible spying and damage to critical systems. To enhance security, the UK will deploy maritime patrol and surveillance aircraft to assist NATO in protecting these vital cables in the Baltic Sea. An advanced artificial intelligence system will also be introduced to safeguard this crucial infrastructure. This situation highlights the importance of undersea cables for global communication, as disruptions can lead to significant economic and security challenges. The UK government is determined to take strong action to defend its national interests and ensure the safety of its critical systems.
Trump's $500 billion AI investment. US President Donald Trump has announced a bold plan to invest up to $500 billion in artificial intelligence infrastructure. This initiative aims to supercharge growth in the tech sector and enhance AI capabilities, with funding expected from private companies. Following the announcement, stock prices jumped for major players like Oracle, Nvidia, and Microsoft. In Europe, companies such as Schneider Electric and Prysmian also saw their stock soar. The Stargate Initiative, a collaboration involving OpenAI and SoftBank, will kick off with an initial $100 billion, though some experts expressed doubts about the project's financial backing. Elon Musk, CEO of xAI and co-founder of OpenAI, raised concerns about SoftBank's funding claims, highlighting the fierce competition in the AI landscape. As more companies consider joining the Stargate Initiative, which focuses on electrification and energy transportation, the future of technology could be reshaped in ways we can only imagine.
Meta's bold investment in Databricks. Meta Platforms, the parent company of Facebook, has revealed a bold investment in Databricks, a data analytics startup based in San Francisco. This move is part of a larger funding round totaling $10 billion, aimed at fueling Databricks' growth and innovation. With this funding, Databricks' worth has skyrocketed to $62 billion, and they've secured a $5.25 billion loan from major financial players like JP Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs. Founded in 2013, Databricks helps users analyze large amounts of data to create artificial intelligence applications. The recent excitement around AI, especially after OpenAI's ChatGPT, has sparked a surge in investments in this field. Companies like Meta are diving deep into AI to develop advanced language models that can understand and generate human-like text. With over 10,000 organizations, including Comcast and Shell, using Databricks' platform, the significance of data analytics in tech is undeniable. This investment from Meta not only shows confidence in Databricks but also highlights the expanding potential of the AI market.
Sanchez calls for social media accountability at World Economic Forum. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez recently addressed the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, calling for social media companies to take responsibility for their impact on society. He highlighted how algorithms can damage public discourse and undermine democratic values, likening social media platforms to restaurants that must ensure food safety. Sanchez plans to propose new measures at an upcoming European Union meeting to connect personal data to a shared EU identity system and eliminate user anonymity. Yolanda Diaz, Spain's labor minister and deputy prime minister, also expressed her concerns about social media, particularly regarding Elon Musk's platform, X, from which he decided to withdraw due to Musk's controversial actions during politically charged events. These discussions reflect a growing urgency among global leaders to address the influence of technology on democracy. As social media continues to evolve, the outcomes of these conversations will shape the future of online communication and governance.
Iran's nuclear ambitions and global concerns. Iran's recent nuclear activities are raising serious worries among Western leaders, especially following a meeting in Davos, Switzerland. Mohammad Javad Zarif, Iran's vice president for strategic affairs, stated that the country does not seek nuclear weapons and hopes to improve relations with the West. This comes just days after Donald Trump, a prominent critic of Iran, returned to the White House. However, Zarif's comments align with a warning from the International Atomic Energy Agency, led by Rafael Grossi, who highlighted that Iran is significantly increasing its uranium enrichment to nearly 60% purity, disturbingly close to the 90% needed for nuclear weapons. Western powers are alarmed, arguing there's no civil justification for such high levels of enrichment. Iran insists its nuclear program is peaceful and maintains its right to enrich uranium. The ongoing tensions stem from the U.S. exit from the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action in 2018, which had imposed strict limits on Iran's nuclear activities. As diplomatic efforts continue, the international community remains watchful, aware that these developments could have serious implications for global security and international relations.
Pentagon troop deployment to U.S.-Mexico border. The Pentagon is gearing up to send up to 1,500 active duty troops to the U.S.-Mexico border, aiming to boost border security and tackle immigration challenges. This move aligns with earlier plans pushed by former President Donald Trump, who called for stricter immigration control. Acting Defense Secretary Robert Seleces will sign the deployment orders, although the specific troops involved are still unclear. Currently, around 2,500 National Guard and Reserve forces are stationed at the border, which stretches about 2,000 miles. The active duty troops will help Border Patrol agents with logistics and building barriers. This military involvement raises important questions about the role of armed forces in domestic law enforcement and its impact on U.S. immigration policy. As the situation unfolds, we can expect more developments on this significant military action.
Tata Motors' bold move in the EV market. Tata Motors, the largest electric vehicle maker in India, is stepping up its game to stay ahead in the fast-paced EV market. Company is focusing on producing batteries locally, a crucial strategy highlighted by CFO PB Balaji, who stressed the importance of domestic manufacturing as competition heats up. In 2024, Tata Motors' market share in the EV sector fell to 62%, down from 73% in 2023, as rivals like JSW MG Motor gained traction. With major players such as Mahindra & Mahindra, Hyundai Motor, and Maruti Suzuki launching their own electric vehicles this year, Tata Motors is not alone in this race. To strengthen its position, Tata Group is investing $1.5 billion to build a battery gigafactory in India, set to start producing lithium-ion batteries by 2026. Currently, Tata Motors is in a strong financial position, having secured $1 billion from U.S. private equity firm TPG and benefiting from India's EV incentive program, which could provide around $750 million over the next 4 years. Although electric vehicle sales in India made up only 2.5% of total car sales in 2024, the segment is growing rapidly, with predictions of doubling sales to 100,000 units in 2025. Tata Motors aims to boost its electric vehicle sales from 12% of total sales in 2024 to 30% by 2030, showcasing its commitment to adapting to the evolving automotive landscape.
Germany's concerns over U.S. trade policies. Tensions are mounting in Germany as concerns grow about the impact of U.S. President Donald Trump's trade policies on the German economy. Vice Chancellor Robert Habeck warned that Germany may need to impose counter tariffs if the U.S. moves forward with new import duties on German goods. At the Handelsblatt Energy Summit, he stressed the importance of maintaining an independent approach to trade with the U.S. and cautioned against a submissive stance in negotiations. Marcel Fratscher, president of the German Institute for Economic Research, highlighted three major problems that could arise: falling exports, a slowdown in industry, and job losses. With the German economy already facing challenges, escalating trade tensions could make recovery even harder. Hildegard Müller, president of the German Association of the Automotive Industry, expressed fears that Trump's tax policies might push automakers to shift production to the U.S., raising car prices and worsening inflation. As companies consider relocating investments to avoid tariffs, the delicate balance of international trade hangs in the balance, with significant consequences for both the U.S. and global economies.
Guterres calls for urgent climate action. Antonio Guterres, the UN Secretary General, delivered a powerful message at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, on January 22, 2025. He urged immediate global action to confront the climate crisis and the geopolitical tensions that threaten our future. Guterres described the situation as a ticking time bomb, highlighting the serious effects of climate change, like rising sea levels and devastating natural disasters. He called on governments to present new climate action plans ahead of COP30, the upcoming 30th conference of the parties in Brazil. Guterres also discussed the transformative role of artificial intelligence in healthcare and education, while warning about its potential risks. The discussions in Davos are crucial for fostering international cooperation to tackle these pressing issues. His call to action emphasizes that the time to act is now, as the consequences of inaction will impact generations to come.
Colombian president's visit to Haiti amid crisis. On January 23, 2025, Colombian President Gustavo Petro arrived in Jacmel, Haiti, during a time of rising violence and a severe humanitarian emergency. With half of Haiti's 11 million residents facing hunger, this visit highlights the urgent need for international support. The situation has worsened since the United Nations approved a mission to stabilize the country, which has struggled to control the escalating violence. As a result, the number of people forced to leave their homes has surged from around 200,000 to over 1 million. During his visit, President Petro met with Haitian officials, including Leslie Voltaire, to discuss boosting relationships between their countries and enhancing security cooperation. The ongoing violence has led to repeated closures of key ports and airports, worsening food shortages. Additionally, over 200,000 Haitian migrants were deported back last year, emphasizing the migration crisis. This visit underscores the critical need for collaboration to address Haiti's pressing challenges.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.